Cardinal Timothy Dolan warns Biden opposing abortion is non-negotiable for Catholics. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 14, 2021. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan has fired a warning shot across Joe Biden's bow, publicly reminding him that no good Catholic supports abortion. Just days before Biden's inauguration, Cardinal Dolan writes Wednesday that Catholics are particularly hung up about abortion in this moment as our new president, whom we wish well, and who speaks with admirable sensitivity about protecting the rights of the weakest and most threatened, ran on a platform avidly supporting this gruesome capital punishment for innocent pre-born babies. As major left-wing media applaud Joe Biden's allegedly devout Catholic faith and his courageous willingness to flout Catholic teaching, Cardinal Dolan insists that for Catholics, actively opposing abortion is non-negotiable. In his essay, Cardinal Dolan says he has no problem admitting that we Catholics are hung up on abortion. Actually, we're obsessed with the dignity of the human person and the sacredness of all human life. The Cardinal adds, yes, the innocent, helpless life of the baby in the womb, but also the life of the death row prisoner, the immigrant, the fragile elderly, the poor and the sick. Dolan notes, as well, that opposition to abortion is not just a Catholic matter, but a question of justice and human rights. Most Americans, of any religion, or none at all, report they are very upset about the unfettered abortion on-demand culture in which we live, he states. We didn't learn that abortion was horrible in religion class, but in biology, and in our courses on the inalienable rights tradition in American history, he asserts. Cardinal Dolan goes on to note, as St. John Paul II did before him, that supporting abortion undermines any other appeals for the dignity of the person and basic human rights. How can we sustain a culture that recoils at violence, exclusion, suicide, racism, injustice, and callousness toward those in need, if we applaud, allow, pay for, and promote the destruction of the most helpless, the baby in the womb? He asks. As a matter of fact, we are hung up on the civil rights of the baby in the sanctuary of her mother's womb, he writes. The Cardinal also highlights the upcoming March for Life on the somber anniversary of the tragic decision by the Supreme Court on January 22, 1973 to allow abortion on demand. Despite pro-abortionists' claims that people would learn to accept and live with abortion, the opposite has happened, he recalls. We have hardly gotten used to it, Dolan declares. Abortion remains the hottest issue in our politics, with polls showing that most Americans want restrictions on its unquestioned use, and do not want their taxes to pay for it. Now, the pro-abortionists no longer call abortion regrettable, but celebrate it and brag about it. Dolan says, and many admit the child in the womb is a human baby, but a baby with no right to life. Now it's an unfettered right, at any time during the pregnancy, up to and including the very birth, with demands that sincere healthcare professionals whose consciences rebel at the grisly procedure be forced to perform them, Dolan continues, that tax money pay for them, that our foreign policy insists other countries promote them, and that the freedom of employers who abhor them still offer insurance to cover them. The Cardinal concludes by challenging the incoming president, who claims to be Catholic, to defend the sacredness of every human life, including the unborn. In the renewal and rededication that usually accompanies the inauguration of a new president, can we hope that violence will subside, he asks, that civil discourse will again become the norm for all sides, that a respect for the sacredness of all life and the dignity of the human person will be revived, and that the sanctuary of the womb will be off limits to violent invasion? Follow at Williams Rome.